For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team has a home and home with St. Cloud State this weekend off of a five-point weekend last week at Michigan Tech, joined by Mattia Scholl, sophomore goalie out of California. So far, you guys have played in 2 3-on-3s, one against Arizona State and one against Michigan Tech last weekend, and they were unlike any 3-on-3 I've ever seen. Chances galore, not many mistakes, goalies standing on their heads. What was it like to watch against Arizona State? What was it like to play in it against Michigan Tech?
First ASU, that was a pretty exciting one. I think we deserved the win from the night before, and we were very hungry to get that one, especially having multiple leads throughout that game. And it was exciting to be up close and watching that. And obviously, I'd rather have been in the net, but it was definitely fun to watch and get our first win. And then in Michigan Tech, I was just feeding off the crowd, feeding off the electricity of the building, and I love those moments to play in front of a packed house like that. So it was a lot of fun.
A lot of players can go into that situation and that kind of environment and shrivel. What is it that makes you thrive off of that and feed off of it?
I think it's just the energy, just the moment, just being in the moment and just leaving it all out there. You know, I hate losing, so especially in like a sudden death situation, I'm just trying to do whatever I can to keep the puck out and have fun with it, really.
The longer the shootout went, does it get harder for you to just stay in the moment?
A little bit. Yeah, you try not to let that get to you, knowing like if the situation flips that they could get a game winner, or if we have the lead, you got to stop it. It's a lot of pressure, and at that point, you're trying to be extra solid in there and make the saves, and because you want to win. So
I don't remember if you got a piece of that last one, but what was the first thought of when you heard clank?
Thank God. It was a good clank. I'm glad the crossbar was there to help me out on that one. But
how important was last weekend just for the future of this team?
I think it was huge. Starting CCHA play, going into Michigan Tech, it's a tough building, and a lot of our young guys got to play. I think all of them got to play, actually. So throwing them in an environment like that is very important for them, I think, early on to feel comfortable moving forward. So
nobody knows what the decision is going to be as to who's going to be playing this weekend and what days you're going to be playing, but what's the biggest difference in your mind, small ice to big ice?
There's just more space on the big ice. There's more cross-ice movements and just more creativity for not just St. Cloud, but for us as well. I think that's just the bottom line, is being more patient as a goalie, because obviously on a smaller ice, it's quicker plays, it's more bang-bang action. So it's just going to be more spread out, a little bit slower game pace.
How important is that pregame warm-up and just seeing shots from different angles and setting those landmarks in that rink?
Yeah, it's huge. You want to get your angles locked in, especially on a bigger surface, because, like I said, it's a little bit different angles, but not too much where it's going to throw you off. But it's definitely good to get preparation and be sharp for that.
From what you've noticed, what's the key point right now for this team's success?
Just outworking the other opponent. I think being aggressive on our forecheck, keeping our sticks in lanes, getting those pucks in deep at the necessary times, not making too fancy of a play, just playing the right way. Really, just it's Beaver hockey, you know, just we say all the time, but just outworking the other opponent and capitalizing on our chances when we have them too is huge. So
where do you still need to improve?
I don't know. It's early in the season, so there's certain spots that we've been fine-tuning in practice. I think penalty kill probably would be something we'd like to fix after Michigan Tech scored two late ones. So I think we got to be sharp on our special teams always. I'd say probably that's the number one thing, penalty kill right now. Just sharpen up on that.
Best of luck this week.
Thank you.